Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So I wanted to look at the night in the NBA because I've talked about is the Knicks game, which is now a 7-point game after three. So you know they're going to blow this game the next. That's how bad they are. They lose every game. They were outscored in the third 30-19 by the lowly, hapless Warriors who are just as bad as they are. The Lakers ended up winning that game, and they were laying 7, so they covered against the Magic 96-87. LeBron had 25, 11, and 10 for L.A. That was impressive. Aaron Gordon, 14, 14, and 4 for the Magic, who had been on fire. But now they're back to 11 and 13 now. And the Lakers continue to sizzle 22 and 3, 12 and 1 on the road. That's just crazy the way they're playing ball. And the Clippers went to Toronto and won. I told you about that earlier. 112-92. Kawhi Leonard had 23. 5 and 6 dimes to have a big night. Siakam had 24, 4 and 3 for the Raptors, who are now 9 and 3 at home, and 16 and 8 overall. The Clippers are 19 and 7 overall and playing some solid ball. The Rockets barely beat the Cavs in Cleveland, 116-110. James Harden had 55 tonight. He went off again. This guy just constantly lights it up. That's pretty impressive. I want to look at his numbers in terms of what he did in the game, how many shots he took, and everything else. I just want to look at these numbers. Harden, 20 of 34. That's pretty solid. 20 of 34, 10 of 18 from downtown, 5 of 5 from the line, 3 rebounds, 8 dimes, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 6 turnovers. James Harden with another big night tonight, 55 points. For the Rockets, this guy's just unbelievable, the way he scores. The Pacers beat the Celtics. I actually took Boston on the road to win that game. I went for it. Sometimes you just got to go for it, right, and pick some of these teams to win on the road. But the Pacers are impressive, 10-3 at home, and the Celtics are 7-6 away. Hornets beat the Nets in Brooklyn. That's a bad loss for the Nets. You know, when Kyrie's not playing on that team, they suck, right? They're just so average. He's been injured like crazy since coming to Brooklyn. Do you think that guy's breaking down, Mafia? Seriously. Because he was injured in Boston. Now he's broken down here. He's like a broken down school bus.
Yeah, I mean, he gets banged up a lot. I mean, obviously that style of play, we've seen it with guys before like Iverson and some of these other guys. When you just, you know, are a guy that's crashing to the rim just about every time you have the ball and driving all over the place, it can wear on you when you got to go against the trees and those guys knock you to the ground a few times. And he gets banged up. It's been something that's plagued him early on, as you said, in Brooklyn. And that's something they need to hope, you know, get remedied. Because if this guy's going to be banged up the whole time, all that money you just spent out for him and Kevin Durant isn't going to do you a damn thing. Because Durant's going to come back and be hobbled next year and be slower and be on, like, you know, all this load management stuff they do with all these guys now. And if Kyrie's out half the games too, you're still not going to be a good team.
So the Jazz beat the T-Wolves 127-116. Spida Mitchell at 30. And the Bulls... 136-102 over the Hawks in Chicago. Zach LaVine at 35 tonight for Chicago. Grizzlies win in Phoenix. Big win there. Jaren Jackson at 24, 6, and 4 for the Grizzlies. 115-108 they win. The Bucks cover the 10 without Giannis. They beat the Pelicans anyway, 127-112. Bledsoe had 29 and 6 dimes for the Bucks. And the Kings by 1 over the Thunder. I think I took the Thunder and 2 in that game. I want to look at that number. I did Oak City and 2 with the spread. They did cover the Thunder. Chris Paul, 12 dimes. Buddy Hield had 23, 6, and 6 for the Kings. So big night in the NBA. I'm watching the Knicks with 10 minutes left. Can they hold on and beat the Dubs? They were up in this game. I mean, huge. They were up 20. I know
22.
That. What, 22?
22.
I mean, it is unbelievable. And I do want to look at Barrett's numbers. 16, that's not bad. 7 of 11 from the floor. 7, I guess he's got 8 boards, 3 dimes, a steal in 31 minutes. Boy, do they grind him out. He's been on the floor longer than anybody tonight. But I think if he keeps playing those minutes, honestly, what have they played? This is their... like 25th game or something like that. 25 games in. So what did they play in college? Like 35 games? So he's 25 games into his pro career, and they're yanking him for 30, 40 minutes a game. I mean, what? Literally, he's played 31 minutes. I mean, the game's almost over. Played a whole game. So at some point, when are they going to give him some rest? Because he's not going to be able to do that for 82 games. I don't care how young or how athletic you are. They're going to grind him down. That's all there is to it. Because I think I've seen him play a lot sloppy stuff. And their team's so bad, it's got to be wearing on him mentally to play on a loser like this. Because all he's ever done is play on a winner, right? He only knows winning and playing in big games. Now he just loses every night and gets bent over. It's got to be awful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.